This week on the Time Bat Show,
Don Parmesan's Italian Bistro. I'm Don Parmesan, and if this isn't
Don
the best
Parmesan,
if this isn't the best pizza you've ever had, I'll give you your money back. And then he has like a big mustache that he twirls.
Mamma mia.
Everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 65.
64, I think it is. 64.
Nintendo 64. Time Bat Show, episode number 64. I'm Time Aces.
And I am Bat Snacks.
How are you doing today, Bat Snacks?
I'm doing great now that I realized it's 64.
Oh, that's, you know, such cool, a good, that is such a good number. I feel like we talk about the number every episode. A lot of stuff to talk about.
We haven't in a while because we've had a string of bad numbers.
We've had a string of bad numbers. Yeah, the 50s are not very good. Early 60s are bad. 59 is an awful number. But we have a lot to talk about today.
We do.
Number one is the holiday season. Are you feeling holiday, in the holiday spirit right now?
I guess.
You guess.
I bought like Christmas things for people, and yeah. I've seen ornaments and heard music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Christmassy like, I guess you could say.
It's a Christmas time of year.
It's Christmas. Okay, that's fair. You have any cool holiday plans this year?
I'm gonna go see you for the holidays.
Yeah, you are. You're gonna come visit me after Christmas, I believe.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But yeah. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, it should be fun.
And then
I don't know if I have any special like Christmas plans. I'll probably just hang out with family or whatever.
See your family.
Yeah.
Same. Fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting. The old Christmas in Florida where it doesn't ever snow. We actually had snow here in Austin like one day. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Awesome.
And it was like the weirdest thing ever because it never snows here. Ever. But
when was the last time you saw snow before then?
I was trying to think of that, and I cannot honestly remember. Like, I can't. Like, it must have been more than 10 years ago. Because I haven't lived in the North for a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've been to the North a few times, but it's never really on, like, in the winter, you know? Because why would you do that to yourself?
Why would you go to the North during the winter?
Like, why would I? Exactly. So it must have been years. I don't think I've seen snow since I was in college, high school. I don't know. It's been a while. It might be 10 years.
Yeah.
So it was pretty weird.
I've seen snow maybe like 4 times total.
Like total in your life?
Yeah.
Well, you never lived up north like ever, I don't think.
I've never lived up north. I've visited like twice, and other than that, it's just been like freak, like 2 flakes of snow fell, and it's
right.
Like, it's snowing, wow!
You're like, what is this stuff?
It's so cool.
But that's what happened. I was like at work, and someone like texted me, and they're like, it's snowing outside. I was like, what? And I turned to the person next to me. Oh, this is a good story. I turned to the person next to me, and I'm like, hey, it's snowing. James, his name's James. I'm like, James, it's snowing out. And he's like, no, for real? And I'm like, yeah, it is. Go look out the window. And so, like, we both look out the window, and we see these, like, flakes of white snow. And he gets, like, really excited, because I guess he doesn't see snow that often, like, everybody.
Yeah.
And, like, he bolts for the nearest, like, exit door, right? But this door is, like, one that nobody really uses. It's, like, a fire escape door, like, a quick exit to the out of the building.
Yeah.
And he opens it really fast, and the fire alarm just starts going off. And he's like, and I can audibly hear like 20 feet away, like, shit! And then he like runs back over to me and he's like, all right, I'm going out the front door. And so we like go out the front and then see the snow. And, you know, it was really cool. No one was really in the office that time to see his mistake, but it was really funny. So
that's good.
Just so you know, people here in Texas get really, really excited when snow happens.
Was there like actual snow on the ground, or was it kind of like what happens here, like once every 10 years where like flakes
frosty
of snow fall and there's like maybe frost on the ground?
So when it first started falling, it was just like little bitty snowflakes kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't really anything on the ground, it was just kind of flakes. But then the next morning, I wake up and my car is like covered in snow.
Wow.
Like real snow. And I was like, whoa.
Real snow.
I know, right? I sound so stupid saying that.
It was real snow, and I like wiped it off. And I was like, whoa. And then like obvious.
And I'm like, it's so cool. You like people, okay. We might have people in the north that are listening to us. And like, what this is are the they
stupidest thing I've
like,
ever heard.
Yeah.
But like, you know, a few hours like later it's all melted or whatever, but
yeah.
It was really cool for like a few hours. But
that's awesome.
I was excited because I thought because this happened at the end of the day. Okay, when it started snowing. And so the next morning, I was like, oh, it's all going to be gone now, because it probably melted. But I guess overnight, it, like, snowed some more, because I had, like, a pretty good layer of snow on my car, and I got really excited. And I was like, oh, man, this is cool. And then the weird stuff happens. I feel like people in the north have to deal with this, and we're not really familiar with this, of, like, your window is frosting over.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what to do.
It has ice on it. There's a procedure you have to do. I don't know what it is.
I'm like, I don't know what it is. So, like, there was, like, this 2 or 3 years ago in Austin, we had, like, a cold snap, and it didn't snow, but it was cold enough that overnight, because the air was, like, humid enough, I guess, ice would freeze on our windows. So, like, it wouldn't snow, but, like, we'd get ice on our windows. And, like, I didn't know what to do, because I'm from Florida, and everyone else that lived there doesn't know what to do, because it's Texas. So, like... like, you can't see anything. It's, like, caked on there.
You try to put your windshield wipers on, and they're just like...
they're like... So, like, I go in the house, and I'm like, what do I have to, like, do this? And I know, like, I've seen in the movies, they have, like, an ice scraper. It's, like, a specific thing, you know, that you, like, buy at the gas station or whatever. And for some reason, I was like, maybe I have that in my garage. And, like, obviously, I did not have it. But what I ended up finding in the kitchen was, like, we have this spatula that's, like, pretty sturdy. And it's, like, made of plastic. So I go to my car and I, like, start scraping it with my spatula. And then I, like, keep it in the car in case it happens again. And that, like, became our go-to, like, ice scraper for that, like, week that it was, like,
happening. Nice.
But, yeah, very unprepared here.
Yeah, whenever that happens here, like ice will freeze on my windshield, I just drive with it and it's just more dangerous.
And then you just could die. Like, that's fine. Yeah. It's like, it's okay. Apparently, there's a thing you can do with like hot water.
Won't that break your windshield?
That's what I've heard too. I think it has to be like slightly hot, slightly warm.
Yeah, because I know if you take like a really hot can and put it in the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just implode on itself. And like hot gas, you're not supposed to hit with cold water and vice versa.
I think it's supposed to be like warm, like a little hot, like a little warmer than room temperature. And you're supposed to pour that on your car.
That's like a finesse thing, though. Like, I would not want to attempt
that. Because you'd be afraid. It's like, what if it's too hot? Like, I don't know. Yeah. You know, like, there's no like guide of like, am I doing this right? It's like, well, it's just a trial and error thing.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I was never taught that as a kid. Be like, this is what to do if there's ice on your car. It's like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I grew up in Florida. I have no idea what the hell that's supposed to be. I don't know what that process is. But yeah, I think it's something to do with water. But anyway, I just used the spatula because it worked decently.
It's a good idea.
But, you know, it is what it is. Also, when the roads get icy here, no one knows what the hell to do.
Everybody just stops.
Everyone's like, they're like, what do we do? I don't know. It's like, just drive really slow. And they're like, but I don't get it. It's... like, the world ends.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like, you guys don't get ice on the roads. And we don't really either, but we did that one time.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys get rain all the time in Florida. Like, it's raining every day. It rains, like, every day, right?
Yeah.
When it rains here in Austin, people have no idea how to drive. They just, like, lose all faculties. They're like, I don't know how to drive anymore. Like,
what's going on?
Like, what is the car? Where's my steering wheel? Like, what is the brake? What is the accelerator? I forget. Like, they just forget how to drive.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be driving, and it'll be like, you know, like, the rain you get in Florida at, like, 3 p.m.? It's, like, the sprinkling rain. Like, we get it, like, almost every... you get it almost, like, every day in Florida. Like, it's sunny, and it just sprinkles or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, if we got that in Austin, people would like start getting into like terrible car accidents. They'd be going like 20 miles an hour on like a 75 mile an hour freeway. Like traffic would be backed up for like miles and miles. Like that's what happens when you just get like a tiny little bit of rain.
Yeah, it's like the opposite here. People drive just as aggressively, even if it's like pouring down.
I know, yeah.
And they'll drive like 80 miles an hour down the road while it's just pouring down rain, splashing through puddles. Like their car is like a ship. They're like parting they're like, water.
I've done this so many times. Screw it. I mean, I don't wish that people would do that here, but I just wish they would like a little more, you know, towards that side because it's rough. I remember one time it was, like, storming really bad, and I went to drive somewhere, because, like, you know, I'm used to driving in the rain, but people were going, like, 5 miles an hour in, like, on the highway. And it was, like, raining pretty bad, but, like, I don't know, it's just, people don't know what the hell they're doing when it rains here. And it's a frightening experience. They're changing lanes, like, for no reason, because they're like, I need to get over for some... Like, what are you doing? Just go a consistent speed. Like, just, you know, pick a speed and go it. Ugh. And people don't, like, follow behind, like, far enough either. Like, ugh, just... I don't know. Sorry, it just bothers me a whole
lot. It's okay.
But it's all right. Anyway, so Christmas
season... So what else this week? Yeah.
Oh, I saw Star Wars last week.
I saw Star Wars last week, too.
I think we talked about this. I think we're going to make this a Star Wars spoiler episode.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Star Wars, turn it off.
Well, we shouldn't say that because we want people to listen.
Yeah, but I want to talk about Star
Wars. If you haven't seen Star Wars yet, then bear in mind that we're about to spoil it. But it's going to be entertaining, so you should probably leave it on.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. You should turn it off. You should
go watch see Star Wars. Go listen to The Cheese Room today.
Pause. Then yeah, go there see Star you go. Wars. Go to the episode 19, The Cheese Room. Pause this one. Go to episode 19, The Cheese Room. Put it on while you're in the car. Drive to Star Wars. See Star Wars. Come back and then listen to this immediately after.
Yeah.
Let's jump into Star Wars. Star Wars spoilers begin right now. 11:24 of the show. What did you think about Star Wars? Just give me your rating... out of 5 stars. You can use half stars.
My rating is meaningless.
It doesn't matter. I won't hear it anyway.
Okay. 4.
4 out of 5?
Yeah. That's maybe higher.
Maybe higher? Look at you. Maybe higher. Mr. Maybe higher. I would give it a 4 out of 5 as well. I wouldn't give it any lower, and I wouldn't give it any higher. It's a solid 4 out of 5 film for me. You're the big Star Wars, like, fanatic, though. What did you, like, think?
Yeah, the thing about me is there won't be a Star Wars movie ever again that will be lower than a 4 out of 5 stars for me. They could make just the worst trash movie
ever. Really?
Yeah, no, I will never... As long as there's Star Wars in it.
As long as there's stars and wars.
Then yeah, as long as there's a Star War in my movie, it's going to be a 4 out of 5.
So, what are the prequels rate, then?
I like them now.
What? What happened? You just, like, they're wake good. Up one day and you're like, they're good.
Yeah, so when I saw them back when I was, like, you know, like, I was 12, a teenager.
13,
yeah, I was, like, 13 or 14 or whatever. I was like, oh, these suck. Mm-hmm. And they did, but...
They do, yes.
But I like them now.
You like? Did you wake up one morning and you're like, "This is it. The prequels are good."
No, it was more like, "Okay, so Star Wars is very important to me and a huge part of my life, and I love the mythos, and I just have to take what I have and enjoy it because that's what's there."
So you've learned to love it,
yeah,
like a fine wine.
I can find things to enjoy in all of the prequel movies.
Name a good thing about Attack of the Clones.
Was that the third one?
That's the second one.
Oh, the second one?
Yes.
Qui-Gon.
Obi-Wan. Qui-Gon wasn't in Attack of
the Okay, Clones. Obi-Wan then. He was good.
Okay, Obi-Wan was good. Yeah, that's like the
there were some badass lightsaber fights.
That's like the easiest out in the prequels. Like, name a good thing about the prequels. Like, well, Obi-Wan's like, oh, you got me there. Obi-Wan
yeah, was you got good. Backstory on Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan was the best thing about the prequels.
Yeah.
Attack of the Clones is awful, though.
I haven't seen the prequels in a while, so I'm just kind of saying that they're good
without maybe being able to back it up. I think you're nostalgia classing this a little bit. Well, not even that, because you hated them when they first came out.
Yeah.
I think you're like, they've grown on you in your mind because you haven't seen them in so long. Because I haven't
seen them.
You're like, oh, yeah, they were good. Like, you forgot all the dumb stuff that they did.
Yeah.
I saw them probably 2 years ago. when The Force Awakens came out, right before it came out, I marathoned all the movies. And mm-hmm. the prequels are rough, dude. They're real rough. Attack of the Clones is real rough. Oh, man.
Oh, well, let's not talk about those. We're going to, like, ruin our buzz about the good Star Wars.
So, Force Awakens, you really liked that one, right?
Yeah, it was good.
You even like Rogue One.
I loved Rogue One, yeah.
Loved.
Yeah, I would say I loved it.
I would not say I loved Rogue One, but I liked it, question mark. And then The Last Jedi, how's that stack up to Force Awakens and Rogue One? Since your rating is really meaningless, but like, how does it stack up with the rest of the movies? That's really what I want to get at here, you know?
I just like them all a lot. I don't, like I told you, it's meaningless.
Well, it's meaningless when you compare it to other movies, but like in relation to the other Star Wars movies, like
isn't really how I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it more like I'm reading a history textbook and, you know, this is what I'm given.
You come at Star Wars in a really weird way, you know that?
Yeah. I'm not thinking about it like a regular movie. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. So you liked it.
I liked it a whole lot.
You liked it a whole lot.
Yeah.
So you're not mad at any of the, cuz there's, I don't know if you've read the internet. But
no, I haven't read a single thing about it on the
internet. Really? You really haven't?
No. And okay. Trust me, I could find stuff to not like about it.
Let me give you the skinny. I don't want to ruin the movie for you.
Yeah, you won't. You can't.
But basically, people are mad that The Last Jedi does things to the mythology of the series that, I want to say inconsistent, but that fans thought that it shouldn't go towards. So, for example, Luke is this, like, badass, hopeful Jedi kid in the original trilogy. In the Force, mm-hmm. in The Last Jedi, he's, like, this old, grumpy man that doesn't want to do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you think back to Yoda, though, he starts out just being a grumpy old alien man.
Hey, you're not arguing with me here. Just FYI. You're right.
There's precedent for grumpy old Jedi Master, though.
So, I think a lot of people didn't like Luke's character because he was grumpy and because he didn't really want to help. And he seemed like he had lost hope in the Jedi Order, which he totally did, after seeing the movie.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people didn't like that characterization of Luke. And
I understand that.
So I'm trying to think of what else the problems people have with it.
So, all right, let's say that it's the opposite of... Sorry, there's something wrong with my throat. Say that they took the opposite approach, that he was like this super bad... He's Goku.
Yeah.
He's like light side Goku.
Totally infallible. I think that's what people wanted, though, you know?
But, why do they want that?
I agree, but I think, people were expecting, oh, Luke's really badass. You remember Return of the Jedi? Luke is a badass in Return of the Jedi, right?
Yeah.
When I was, 12, I was like, Return of the Jedi kicks ass because he does that cool flip off the diving board. And then he starts, cutting fools and he's like, whoa, Luke, you're so cool. I think people were expecting, an old version of that. And he's just like, force power, you know, force throw, you know, I'm going to triple backflip.
And he just, splits an AT-AT in half.
Yeah, with his mind or something, some shit like that. I think people were expecting that kind of, Goku-level stuff. And what they got was, not that. It was, the opposite of that.
He's like a broken old hermit.
Yeah, that's still actually really powerful, but people wanted to see Goku Luke, and they got the opposite of Goku Luke.
Yeah, so part of me really wanted to see Goku Luke, and I thought about this for a lot. Do you remember Rogue One, the last scene with Darth Vader, where he just...
The fan service scene?
The fan service, he just slaughters a room full of people.
Yes.
I wanted the Luke version of that.
Right.
But I'm glad that I didn't get it.
He just goes nuts.
Yeah, he just goes totally wild. Maybe Leia dies. She doesn't. But maybe he sees Leia
and
die. Unleashes, unholy.
His hair
Jedi.
Turns yellow, right?
Yes.
He grows a tail, and then he, goes nuts.
Does a Kamehameha and just incinerates a
with
Star
with the Force. Yeah, it just blows up. And then that's it. They're not even making a third movie. They're it's over. everyone's dead. It's just that's the end of the trilogy. It's over. I was half expecting that because, you know, the scene where he confronts Kylo on the salt mm-hmm. planet.
That's when I thought it would happen.
And they kind of tricked you into thinking it was because the stuff all shoots at him, and you're like, okay, this could go. Remember, all the blasters, they fire all the blasters at him.
Yeah.
Remember? And I was like, okay, this could go one of two ways. Either Luke is just dead, which would be a really dark way to go, but seeing as what they did with the rest of the movie, I almost thought that's what they're going to do. Or Luke is going to be like Goku, and he's just gonna be like, yep, that's fine, I'm cool, you know.
The dust settles, and the lasers are, like, orbiting around him, and he,
yeah.
like,
and he's like, yeah, and then he, like, throws him back at him or something. Yeah, like, I thought that. And then you see Luke, and he's fine, and then you're like, okay, I guess. And so it's like, is this the Goku moment? Like, is this the Goku thing?
Yeah.
And then Kylo goes to confront him, and I'm like, all right, I guess this will be a Goku thing. And then obviously it's revealed it's a projection, but...
You know, I was wrong twice. I was wrong about what would happen after the dust settled, and then once he confronted Kylo, I was like, okay, so for sure Kylo will kill him and he'll ascend like Obi-Wan did.
Yeah, like, I thought they were gonna do the whole... Darth Vader. You know, like, yeah, like, slice him in half and then he kind of just vanishes. Just
his clothes with
the bear. Yeah. The Obi-Wan thing.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that.
But they didn't. Turns out Luke uses ultimate
force projection, whatever you
ultimate
call
force
it.
Projection to like trick Kylo,
right? And then he dies anyway. Probably
he didn't die.
How do you know?
He ascended. His physical body ascended to like
well, the force okay, being. But he's dead in the sense that Obi-Wan is dead.
But Obi-Wan's not dead. He also ascended.
All right. So he's got his Force ghost up there in the ether or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
So do you think Luke's going to appear in a future movie as, like, a Force ghost?
Oh, yeah, he will. He'll, like, guide Rey.
Yeah. So he'll do, like, an Obi-Wan kind of thing later on.
And he'll probably, like, haunt Kylo, too.
I hope so. I think that would be cool. Well, I don't think a lot of people like the characterization of Luke. So people are raging about it on the internet. And I really haven't figured out... Like, I read it, but I still don't see, like, what the hell the big deal is. Because, like, you got Luke... I guess it's a Luke thing, because people really like Luke, and people wanted him to be, like, super badass Goku, and they did not get that at all.
Well, his character... I mean, they explained it, though. He took Leia's son and was going to train him. And then, like, tried to kill him and failed and, like, turned him bad and stuff. Like,
I loved that.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, I was, like, going into this movie, I was like, all right, what I want is a justification for why Kylo is, like, a dick. You know what I mean?
Why and he's, I felt like emo guy.
Yeah. Because they didn't really go into that in the first movie. He's just mad. And I was like, why are you so mad? You have Han and Leia as your parents. Like, they're nice. Like, figure, like, I want to know what's going on. And I think that scene with Luke... seeing the darkness in Kylo and then almost killing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Kylo, like, you know, stops him or whatever. I think that was, like, succinct, and it was like, okay, I get it. Like,
yeah,
I would be really mad there. Like, that's it. And that explains really easily why Kylo is, like, such an angry person, and also why Luke is so, like, you know, downtrodden with the whole Jedi thing, because he made Kylo into Kylo, basically, you know?
Yeah.
Accidentally. So-
Yeah, I mean, not only did, like, Obi-Wan, like, fail his father, like, he, like, and Obi-Wan was Luke's master, he, like, did the same thing his master did.
Yeah, or, like, he made the same mistake again. Yeah, exactly. Like, even after, like, knowing that Obi-Wan failed Anakin, Luke, knowing that Luke failed Kylo, and he's like, whoa, like, and he's probably really, was probably really mad at himself, so he went to exile.
Yeah, and he's like, you know what? The Jedi system is flawed. There's a problem here. This doesn't work.
Yeah. And so I think a lot of people did not like the fact that Jedis are going to go away now. And that's what a lot of the criticism is. The other two that I remember reading, we can talk about this now because this scene was fucking awesome, was in the throne room, the red throne room.
Okay, yeah.
You remember that part?
Mm-hmm. I love
it. So, like, Rey, Kylo's in there, Snoke's in there. Snoke's guards are there, and then, like, Snoke's like, all right, Kylo, prove to me, you know, you're who you are, and kill Rey.
He proves to him who he is, all right.
And then he, like, kills Snoke, and I was like, whoa, he just killed Snoke. Like, I was not expecting that to happen.
Same.
I thought Snoke was going to be, you know, in the next movie. And I think a lot of people are pissed that we never got to figure out who the hell Snoke is.
I think that's coming.
You think that's still going to get a reveal?
It has to, because, all right, so Leia and Luke and Han were all alive in this new movie series.
Mm-hmm.
That means that Snoke was alive during the original series, like, it, because he's an old dude.
Yeah, it does.
He had to have been around. It's just...
So do you think they'll have a reveal in the next one about who Snoke is?
Yeah, he has to be someone.
I hope they do it a little... Like, I hope they don't spend a lot of time around it, because since they killed him off, and they killed him off, like, it was eventful, but it was kind of like, it doesn't really matter. Like, this, like, at that point, the movie made it clear, like, hey, Kylo's the real villain of this trilogy. You know what I mean? And you're like, cool, I'm on board with that. So, like, it really doesn't, like, we don't really need to spend a whole lot of time on Snoke in the next one, but I would like a passing reference, maybe, of who he was.
You can't just have a Sith Lord appear and then die.
So, like, tell us who he is, but, like, we don't need to spend, like, really long backstory on it or anything like that. But I loved that scene, like, so much.
What was so cool about that scene, too, is I think just before that is when Yoda appeared and burned all the books.
Yes, with Luke.
And then when Yoda said, the true burden of the master is that, you know, you'll be surpassed by...
Oh, and then they go to the other scene.
Then they go to the other scene, and it's like, you know what? This is what Sith Lords do. They kill their masters.
They do. That's, like, what they always do.
Yeah.
Like, that's their thing.
That's what Vader did.
I know. They always do that. Yeah, that's really cool. Wow, I didn't realize. Yeah, so it's like a parallel. Like, the Jedi just, like, teach them, and then the Sith just murder their masters.
Yeah. See, Rey surpassed Luke, like, and then Kylo, like, surpassed his master and killed him.
And that was awesome. Yeah. And then, like, Rey and Kylo fight together.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool, I thought it was a really cool scene, like, it was well choreographed and stuff, and it was really intense. And they kind of, like, helped each other a little bit. And part of me was like, is Kylo gonna, like, turn right now? Or did you have that inkling, or were you like, oh no, he's bad?
Alright, I didn't know what was gonna happen, but I'm glad what happened. Like, he was totally, like, it's clear he was evil and in the dark side the whole time. Because right when the fight ends, he's like, we can rule the universe together, just like
he wanted
Vader
to kill Snoke
to
because he was tired of being beholden to this old Sith Lord.
Yeah.
And he was just tired of the whole thing, and he wanted to burn it all down and start over, basically.
Yeah.
And he
it
wants
totally
to do
parallels
that
when Darth Vader, too, said the exact same thing to Luke. Yeah. He's like, we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
Right. And, like, who cares about the Emperor, right? Like,
yeah.
And he obviously wanted to, like, rule it with Rey, and he helped her fight off the guards for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the cool scene where, like, oh, is she going to join him? Is she going to turn him? And then, obviously, the lightsaber exploded, and they got, like, knocked unconscious or whatever. But I thought it built up really well, and I'm excited to see. They're obviously going to have some cool final confrontation in the next movie, so that's an exciting moment. It's interesting because I really don't know where they're going to go after this, you know, like, I don't know where to go. I'm looking forward to it, but I don't know where to.
The rebels are in a real tight spot.
They're not in a good way right now. Like, they're really small. I mean, the First Order is not doing too hot either, to be fair. Like, their big cruiser ship blew up. Their Supreme Leader's dead. They have a hothead as their, like...
Yeah, their current leader.
So, like, I really don't know what's going to happen in the next movie. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, speaking of criticism, I think, like, if I could criticize the movie, if I were going to, I would say that a lot of different sides made a lot of very bad strategic decisions in the movie.
Yeah, that was my biggest criticism, I think, of the film.
Like, the very beginning of the movie... What? Like, a Star Destroyer is blown up because they, like, basically prank called it to destroy it.
Yeah. Poe did the prank call thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my biggest criticism of the movie is there's a lot of bad decisions made that kind of took me out of the movie because I was like, that wouldn't really happen. But maybe it would. I don't know how dumb these Imperial officers and stuff are.
They make them out to be really freaking dumb.
They do. And then the other thing is, like, Poe's whole storyline, and Finn's for that matter, like, if they just listened to, if they just followed orders, like, it would have been way better. You know what I mean? Like, nothing bad would have happened. Well, it would have been bad, but it wouldn't have been as nearly as bad.
Yeah, if they had obeyed orders, like, they wouldn't have gotten that awesome codebreaker double-crossing, like...
That tricked him and
double-crossed. Yeah, Neo Han Solo guy.
Yeah, like... But, like, then, like, the First Order wouldn't see the ships leave the big ship and shoot them down. Like, they wouldn't have... Like, they would have been able to escape to the Rebel planet pretty much under the radar. And it would have worked out. But no, Poe had to do his little thing and journey over there. That was the thing I didn't like about the movie the most.
lost. Yeah. Like, so bad decisions on both sides.
Yeah, they just made bad decisions. And I really did not like the casino planet. Not really at all. I don't know if you liked it. Maybe you did. But
I know why it had to be there. But
why did it have to be there?
Well, because...
I want to know.
That's how the Empire gets their guns.
No, I know. I just felt like... It felt like a plot line that they created to give Finn something to do while everyone else was doing other things. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, he gets the Codebreaker, and then it completely backfires in his face, and it, like, fucks everyone more, you know?
Yeah. That planet is probably going to play a pretty big role in the next movie, though.
You think? Really?
I mean... the Rebel Alliance is, like, devastated. They have to buy... They have to regroup, get all their stuff back. That's true.
Let me say that I like the idea of the planet. I thought the design was cool. The idea was cool. Like, just the story on it, I thought was... I don't know. It was kind of dumb, like them freeing
the... It was kind of Mass Effect-ish, like...
I don't know if I'd call it... Yeah, I don't know.
You gotta go find the guy in the casino system.
It was just weird. It was like, this is a weird thing to be... It felt like something that I would be watching in, like... Attack of the Clones or like Phantom Menace, you know, it felt like a prequel sequence and not a Star Wars, you know, sequel trilogy.
What I see happening though is like a lot of the downtrodden on that in that system will like rise up with the Rebel Alliance. That's where like they're gonna get their support structure.
So like the kid in the end that had like the force powers, that was cool. I liked that.
That's something we've never seen before too, is someone who, you know, is not trained using force powers. Like not even Anakin could do
this
that.
This reminds me of something else that the internet did not like about it.
What?
That Rey seemingly has no royal blood parents or whatever you want to call it. You know, she doesn't have any like Jedi lineage.
Mm-hmm.
If you will, because, you know, her parents are just, according to Kylo, her parents are just, you know, randos. I mean, randos.
I believe that that's true. It might not be true, but I think it's great.
So, she doesn't have any force lineage, and also that some random kid on some random planet can be, force powers, too, without any training. And so I remember reading people having an issue with this because they were saying, oh, this changes the canon of the how the Force works and blah, 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 you know, stuff like that.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of the midichlorian.
No, me neither.
Force model. I like it better as a spiritual power.
Yeah, as like a simple spiritual kind of thing. Like the way that Luke describes it to Rey. Yeah,
it's very
like,
Tao.
yeah. It's like, oh, all life forces bonded with it. And like the Jedi don't have like a monopoly on it or anything. They're just people that use it a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people don't like that. I think people want it to be like, oh, the special people get the special force powers and everyone else is not, you know, special or whatever. But they kind of democratized. It's like, yeah, everyone can use the Force if they have, like, natural talent or whatever. And even if you don't, you probably can figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like that better. Leia's not dead. What's going on?
Leia is not dead.
Why isn't she dead?
I don't know what's going on either. So she died. She presumed, looked like she died in the movie, right? And then I was like, when she gets blown out into space, remember?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is where she dies.
And then, like, something... So that part, like, I was, like, actually crying at that part because I was thinking about Carrie Fisher and it made me really sad.
Oh, you were like, oh, she's dead.
I was in tears because I was like, okay, this is the end. This is when she exits the movie. This is beautiful. It's a great send-off. And then suddenly she, like, becomes a space wizard and gets
I felt about it. Like, I don't hate it, but I don't, like it. I was like, what is happening right now? Because Leia has never used the Force before. No. I don't think. She's communicated...
Yeah,
she's communicated with Luke. Yeah, she's communicated with Luke across the galaxy or whatever. But she's never used the Force ever before, I don't think.
Yeah.
And then randomly she's just like, yep.
Maybe it's because she was connected with Luke or something and it was like amplifying her survival power.
Here's my issue with that. And like, I don't hate it. Like, I think it was fine. But seeing as how Carrie Fisher's actually passed on now.
Yeah.
It's stupid... for them not to just have her die there, because it would have worked so much better, like, as a movie. You know, like, just get her, like, that's her send-off, and like you said, it was kind of touching and it was nice. And Kylo, like, didn't, like, pull the trigger, so it was, like, a nice character development moment for him, too, you know? Like,
It was good. And then she's like, she actually dies in space. And then pink-haired lady takes over. Poe has a scuffle with her. And then that leads to Poe, you know, launching this stupid plan with Finn to, you know, do that thing on the casino planet. And that could have still all worked without Carrie Fisher in, or without Leia in the movie anymore. Like, if she actually did die there. But yeah. Instead, they're like, oh, no, you're alive. We're going to put you in a coma. And I was like, what? Why are we doing this?
After that scene, I was like, okay, so when's she going to die now? Is it when she's in a coma? No, she gets out of the coma and shoots the mutineer.
I just felt that whole thing was weird. Like, I didn't get why they did that.
I don't know. I think I liked it. I think I really liked it.
I don't know if I liked it. I didn't hate it. Let me say this. I didn't hate it. Like, in the context of the movie, it's like, okay, this is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But, like, knowing that Carrie Fisher is not going to be in Episode 9, you know what I mean? And knowing Leia's not going to be in Episode 9 because Carrie Fisher, unfortunately, has passed, that makes me, like, annoyed that they did it the way they did in 8, because it's like she died. Oh, she didn't really die, but then in Episode 9 she's not going to be in the movie and they're going to have to write her out somehow. You know what I mean? And like, that annoys me.
Maybe they have some really super awesome, graceful way to take care of that.
Maybe. I don't know. I just felt like if Leia did die in that moment, the movie really wouldn't have changed all that much, because the other lady would have taken over, you know, and Poe would have disagreed with her, blah, 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 and then... Yeah. The plot would have had the same kind of trajectory. The only difference would be, like, when Leia, like, wakes up, she kind of, like, has, like, a life lesson moment with Poe, you know what I mean? And then, like, kind of a life lesson moment with Rey after she comes back. Like, there's, like, you know, that kind of mother matronly kind of thing going on, which was nice. So, I just still don't know why that was in the movie.
Yeah. It was strange. I don't...
I would like to...
They totally got me, like...
They got me too. I would like to have Rian Johnson on the show and for him to explain what went through his head when he wrote that.
Maybe we can have him back on now that
I don't know if we'll be able to have him today. Do you think he'll call in today? I don't know if he will.
Probably not today. He's probably busy.
He's probably really busy with the Star Wars stuff. Maybe like in a week or two. We'll have him on.
And so make sure you tune in.
Yeah, and we can see if he'll like explain what's going on with that. Because that's my biggest question mark of the movie. Like, why did this happen, Rian Johnson? Like, why did you do this? I want to get an explanation of
it. I bet you he's going to say just to, like, mess with people.
I bet you too.
Yeah.
I did like the movie. A lot of people didn't like this. But I like the fact that it, like, played with my expectations a lot. Because it was the most unexpected Star Wars movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. Like... I thought a certain set of things were going to happen, and they did not happen at all.
None of them happened.
Like, nothing. Like, none of my predictions came true. And I thought it was great, because I was, like, watching the movie, and I was like, shit, they did that? Like, what? Like, that's cool. And I think some people didn't like that, because they're like, oh, this is trolly. Like, this is just trolling me. But, like, Leia dying and then not dying was like, what? And then Luke as the astral projection was like, what? And then Snoke just getting straight up murdered, like, real quick from Kylo. Like, what is this really happening right now? And then the Star Destroyer getting split in half with a ship with the light speed thing.
Why don't they do that all the time?
That was awesome. I don't know why they don't do that all the time, but that was amazing. I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever
seen.
That
was the sickest scene.
That was so cool.
Okay, so, like, I went from hating that lady, just like, oh, that lady, I don't like her.
To being like, this lady's awesome.
To being like, whoa.
Did she know that was going to happen?
I mean, she had to. Maybe she was, like, their most skilled. Maybe it's really hard to do that, okay?
Oh, okay. So we can rationalize this.
Maybe
this is kind of like a parsecs kind of thing.
A genius.
We're going back, you know, like, we're logically rationalizing the parsecs thing. It's the same kind of deal. Mm-hmm. She, like, you have to be a real skilled pilot to pull that off.
Yeah.
And she did it, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because if you miss, then you're just going to... Skim the side, and you'll go away, and you'll just like run. But if you like place it perfectly,
if you do it just right,
you'll bisect it, and like
You'll do it just right.
She didn't just get the big one, too. She, like, got all the ones behind it, too.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of a suspension of disbelief thing, because, like you said, it's like, why don't they just do that all the time? Like,
yeah.
Like, they could have just sent the escape pods out and then turned the thing around right then and just be like, boom, yeah, kamikaze.
Control it remotely. Like, don't even leave the lady.
Like, they could have done that, yeah, but they didn't. And you're like, after you see that, like, after the movie, I was like, why didn't they do that? But my justification is, I don't think anyone in the Star Wars universe has done that before. So I don't think they knew what was going to happen. And at that point, she was just desperate. And she's just like, I'll just fly the fucking thing light speed into the ship yeah, and see what happens. You know what I mean? Like, at the worst case scenario, it's going to blow up and, like, fuck some of their like, defenses up. You know, like, yeah, like worst case scenario, like, it doesn't blow them up. But, like
well, I'm dead anyway. I'm
just like, gonna... it messes with their, like, guns and shit. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, that's what I felt was going through her mind. Like, I might as well just shoot the ship in light speed into their thing. Like, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Because I was reading some people's comments on the internet. It's like, maybe, why do they do that always?
Maybe it's, like, a super unethical thing to do. Like, it's against, like, the Star Wars Geneva Convention or something. Like, yeah, you're really not supposed to do that. But since she was alone on the ship, she's like,
whatever.
Fuck it. I'm just... Screw these guys.
Screw this. Yeah, maybe there's, like, a law that's, like, if you do this, you could, like, screw up the, like, space-time continuum or something. Because yeah, you're not supposed to take, like, multiple things in light speed or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. You could rip a hole into the fabric of the universe.
Yeah.
And she's like, eh, I'm dying anyway. But no, I thought that scene was... Like, that was another, like, what the fuck moment for me. It was like, whoa, this is crazy.
I'm so glad she did that.
Yeah. That is another place I thought they could have put a graceful Leia sacrifice herself thing.
Yeah.
In the movie. Obviously, they didn't, because they didn't know...
Leave Leia on the ship and let her do it.
Yeah, they could have done that, but they didn't know. So now they're going to have to do an awkward, ridden like way to ride around in the next one, which I don't know how it's going to work, but we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, that was my thoughts of The Last Jedi. A lot of emotions going on in that movie.
Yeah.
Stuff I really, really liked. Stuff I really didn't like. Overall, I really liked it, but it's just like, I don't know. I liked the fact that it surprised me a lot. That it was a fun movie to watch because
of that. It built up the Star Wars universe a lot. Like, there were a lot of small details, like little critters, like the little foxes and little, all the animals.
The
and
porgs.
Technologies. It makes the Star Wars universe a lot deeper.
Remember the having porgs all those individual parts on the island? Did you like the porgs, the little bird things on the planet? Or
I didn't think I would, but I loved them. They were great.
Loved them. They were so good, bad, dumb.
They were like perfect Star Wars camp.
They were really good, bad, dumb. And then like Chewie's like eating one or whatever.
And like, then he's like, good. No, they're cute.
Chewie, I would have just eaten that thing. Like the other porg is like sad or whatever. He's like, I already cooked it. Like, I'm going to eat the damn thing. I'm
not
going
to waste it.
I'm not going to waste food, damn it. Oh, and then like the weird fish people on the planet, remember? Like the caretakers or whatever? You remember on Luke's planet?
Mm-hmm.
On Luke's island, they are the weird fish caretaker people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. They were wild. I love those people.
Yeah, they were cool. They were all cool. Mad at Rey because she kept like, screwing
she kept breaking
up.
Stuff. Yeah. Like, that was fun. Like, I liked that. Anyway, so Star Wars Last Jedi, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm going to see it again.
Yeah, I'll see it again for sure.
Okay, we should see it when you come visit me. Boom, we're going to go to it again. Yeah, because this is a really good movie. It was fun. I feel like we could probably talk about Star Wars for the remaining 30 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
But we should probably get into other stuff because I feel like we've talked about it enough.
Yeah, we've never talked about a single thing this long, probably.
Oh, it was so good. It was a good movie. I'm excited to see it again. I want to see it again knowing what's going to happen because then I can pay attention to all the stuff. You know what I mean? Like, knowing what's going to happen, it might be a different, like, I'll see things in a different context, which, I don't know. It kind of sounds exciting to me.
It does.
Can we really quickly talk about the Yoda scene in Star Wars, and then we can move on?
The Yoda scene?
Yeah, Yoda. When Yoda comes to Luke.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I loved how they got back, like, cranky, like, silly Yoda.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he was like the Yoda from Empire Strikes Back. Like, the Yoda that Luke knew was the Yoda that came
back. Not like the badass super.
Yeah, it wasn't prequel Yoda, and it wasn't like Force Ghost Yoda where he's just like blah blah blah. It was like cranky, like sarcastic, funny Yoda from Empire, you know. Yeah. And I loved it. I loved Yoda. They got the same voice actor to do Yoda, and they made him a puppet again. They didn't do a CG. They literally made a puppet to do it.
I didn't know that, but that's cool. Yeah. I like
Isn't that cool? Yeah. I loved it. I thought Yoda was awesome. He was like, that was the highlight of the movie, like the Yoda part.
Not exactly page turners, they were.
And then he just like burns it all down.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I just loved Yoda. Anyway, sorry. Just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, I loved it. And I loved his, his advice was like the climax of the whole movie for me. His advice to Luke like made Luke realize that.
Well, because he was like, yeah, they have to surpass you and you got to let them or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And like that was kind of the theme of the movie. Like you got to let your students be free and like trust them or whatever. And like, and like, and generationally, you got to like pass the torch on. You can't like hold it.
Like everybody fails. You have to teach them failure.
Yeah, and you got to pass your lessons on. And I was just like, wow. And he really summarizes it. And I was like, that's cool, Yoda. He was like in the movie for 2 minutes. And I was like, wow, this is like very profound.
Yeah.
And cool. I just loved that part. I thought it was great. Anyway, all right, we should probably start talking about something else. Do you want to do Reddit or Would You Rather questions or something like that? Oh, we got a listener question.
We got a listener question, yeah.
Holiday themed listener question today. So, since it's the holidays, you had tweeted this funny image of a screen from a video game. What was it?
Yeah, it's from an old DOS game called Tyrion.
We tweeted it our thing. So if you're curious, you can look on our Time Bat Show Twitter. But it basically says Christmas has been detected. Would you like to activate Christmas? Yes or no. And then you can play the Christmas mode in this game, assumedly, right? So our listener question today is, in response to that, what other holidays would you like to be able to randomly activate at any time, and what would activating that holiday be like? So obviously we're in Christmas, we don't need to activate that, but like, what do you think you would be activating?
I love that in video games when they, you know, detect your whatever the machine's clock is and say, okay, it's December. It's time to make the game. Like, you don't have to change a lot. Just make it different assets, Christmas-themed.
So what holidays would you activate?
Halloween? Okay, you've played Animal Crossing, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're really good at this.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So the thing that bothers me about Animal Crossing is because, like, I would never play it long enough to get all the holidays.
Yeah.
Like, I would play it for, like, a few months, and then I'd be like, oh, but I really want to be here for Halloween or whatever, you know, and I always forget, and, like, but the ones I was around were, they were always really cool.
Yeah.
God, I love Animal Crossing so much. But, yeah, they had a Halloween one. Didn't they have a Christmas one, too?
Yeah, they had, a, like, Halloween, Christmas, they had your birthday, they had...
Yeah, they did have your birthday. You got a gift.
Yeah. It's Animal Crossing, I don't know, it was only the single day in that game, though. It seems like in this DOS game, it's like the whole month of December. So, you know, you don't have to play Animal Crossing on Christmas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could, like, play it a little before and still enjoy it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I remember I played Animal Crossing on my birthday once, and they gave me gifts.
Do you remember
Go ahead.
All right, back when the first Animal Crossing came out, we learned that you got, like, special things on your birthday, and we made our birthdays, like, 3 days after we bought the game.
I remember that. Yeah. It, like, screwed up my GameCube clock or whatever, like, in order to play Animal Crossing. Oh, that was good. Man, did you know Animal Crossing was so small in memory that they could load the entire game onto the GameCube RAM, and you could take the disc out because it was all in RAM. Isn't that insane?
I've heard that, yeah.
That's insane to me. But you need an entire memory card to save your town data. Remember they gave me one? I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But, oh man, Animal Crossing's my jam, man. We got really obsessed with that game when that came out.
It's a super cool game.
You own that too, right? We both had towns.
For the GameCube, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We like visited each other a lot.
You could, you know, do the super awkward visit the other person's town thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you could like, I think you could take your town in your memory card and like put it in the second memory slot.
Yeah.
And then like visit it in your world or whatever.
Yeah, there wasn't like split screen play or any of that. You could just kind of like go. and like see what they had in their house. Or
yeah, I hope they make an Animal Crossing for Switch because that would be cool.
Yeah, I'd like then, that.
Because then I could play like online, not online, but like I could visit people online or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, visit their town. I feel like a really cool Animal Crossing, like a logical conclusion would be like, do the same thing Animal Crossing does, but then like you have a group of friends that you could like friend, and you can be part of like a state or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
It makes right? sense.
Like you could be part of like a state or a county or something.
When you and say then, like, it that way, though, I'm just thinking of like, okay, we gotta commit a coup. We got a coup here, and we gotta take over the state.
There's like some political intrigue going on. Yeah. It's like the mayors are like vying for governor, like to take over control of the state or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean like if I had a town, you had a town, somebody else had a town, we'd all be part of like a county or like a state or
like
something.
A republic sort of.
Yeah. Mm. And we could all visit each other, and then there'd be like the capital, the state capital, and that would be like a separate entity, like not in any town.
Okay.
And then like you could go there and like meet up or whatever. Yeah. Right?
We all contribute to the capital.
Yeah, and you like all taxed. Contribute to the capital. And then like you take turns having like events in your town, and then people would come to your town to like hang out and stuff. Like, oh my right. town has like the pie eating competition in like October or something.
We're and so, doing like, Thanksgiving in my town.
Right,
this year.
Exactly. So you like go and like virtually hang out in other people's towns. Like, doesn't that sound really fun?
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Like, so it's like Animal Crossing. But, like, you got, like, your friends that can come and, like, chill in your town. And, like, maybe it'd be, like, you know, you could have, like, four or five different towns in, like, a county or whatever. But
yeah.
Oh, that sounds super fun to me.
You I could have, like, ranked like counties. There could be a county leaderboard for the best
yes,
county.
Yes, exactly. I think that'd be awesome. Oh, like county of the year or whatever. Like a impartial yeah. judge comes around your state yeah.
it's
or
like,
whatever.
It's sort of and like he's a like, homeowners association.
Yeah, he's like, best yard. Best yard. Best town hall. Like best fountain or whatever. You know, best garden or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds fun. I would love that. Anyway, so you want to get into some would you rather questions?
Sure, let's do it.
We're running short on
time. Yeah, we don't have much time. We gotta
I think
book
we can jump into these.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather take the drinking to mimic the reflection you want through a bar or picking the teeth up for a day?
Ooh. So one is like you're going to drink at a bar until what you want to happen happens.
To mimic the reflection you want.
That sounds really... I don't know what it means,
doesn't it
but
sound
it sounds
extremely
sad.
Depressing?
It sounds yes, it sad.
Or picking up the teeth for a day. You only have to do it for a day.
Yeah, but that's...
You
where,
pick up teeth. It's teeth. It's real teeth.
Whose teeth are those?
It's not yours. It's somebody's teeth, though.
Still.
And gross. You have to do it a whole day. Like, you can't, like... It's a whole day worth of teeth picking up. The first one sounds super depressing, doesn't it?
It sounds like you could be there a while, too.
It's kind of deep, though. Drink to mimic the reflection you want through a bar. It's like you're drinking to become the person you want to be.
Mm.
Which is like...
And the more you drink, the further away you get.
Yeah. But since you're drunk, you don't care as much.
Right.
This is kind of deep. And that's why people drink. Because they're like, oh, I'm the person I want to be now as a drunk person.
Are they really, though?
But I'm not the person I want to be as a sober person.
Yeah.
I would do that. I do that every day anyway, so it's fine.
yeah, the teeth one sounds gross, too.
Would you rather cure cancer or try bowling?
Well, on the one hand, you got cancer.
Terrible disease.
Real, it's no good.
Terrible disease.
It's a tragedy.
It's awful. People
bowling,
die
though.
From it every year.
Have you ever
bowling
seen The Big Lebowski?
Bowling is super fun, though,
they
man.
Make that
let me
look so fun.
Let me tell you, the guy licks it that one time, and yeah. then he throws
it's really
it.
Gross because it's
super fun. Super fun. You hang out with your buds, drinking beer, shooting the shit about politics and stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know. You bowl. It just looks like a fun time. Doesn't
Why
it?
Don't we bowl? That should be something that we do.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we should bowl when you come into town.
I feel
bowl.
Like bowling,
we got a bowling
is a very
alley.
Me and you activity.
We got a bowling alley here. We can bowl.
Yeah.
So bowling's like a weird thing. So here's the thing about bowling. It seems like a lame thing to do. Like, outside looking in, it's like only like old people bowl. And like
yeah.
have bowling leagues and stuff. But like, what I wouldn't give to have like a league that I could go to and hang out on like a weeknight every day, every, you know, weekday or every week, you know, once a week.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds real fun if you really, like, if we're really getting down to brass tacks, that sounds pretty fun to me.
You got, like, league standings and...
Yeah. Play bowling. Like, what's there to, like, hate about it? You play bowling, hang out with your buds, and you drink cheap beer. Like,
maybe eat some nachos.
Like, all that sounds great to me.
Yeah.
And yet people make fun of bowling. Like, oh, it's like an old person. So it's like, I'll bowl. Like, I'll do it. I kind of want to be a bowling league person now.
I think one of the best things about bowling is, you know how when you do good things in bowling, they have the animations that play on the screens, CRT TVs?
Like the strike and like spare or whatever.
It'll show like a turkey dancing if you get three strikes in a row.
Yeah. Why is it turkey for three? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
It's been that way forever. It's like, oh, you got a turkey.
You got
it's
a turkey.
Like three. It's like, I don't get it. Maybe because it sounds like three.
Turkey. Three. That makes sense.
Three, right? Maybe.
Maybe you like hold up three on your hand and it kind of looks like a turkey tail.
I could see that.
Maybe.
No, see, I feel like, remember when you were in school, you made those like turkeys with your hands?
Yeah.
Finger turkeys? You made that with like holding a five up.
Yeah, a five should be a turkey if that were the case.
Yeah, come on. Get with the program here.
Okay.
Yeah, I would rather try bowling. You know, someone will cure cancer down the line. I'm going to figure this bowling thing out.
It sounds like a lot of, like, I don't know, like a lot of drama that would happen in your life, too.
What?
I mean, if you were to cure cancer, you would have to deal with all kinds of bullshit.
Yeah, I don't
like
to do
paperwork
that.
And
bowling
money.
Sounds much more light.
Bowling
and, like,
is
easier.
Is very relaxing and fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Would you rather recall your name or tend to your reflection? Ooh, this is another deep one.
Call your name or tend to your reflection.
Recall your name or tend to your reflection.
So like your true name? Like the name that if you think of, you'll get like spiritual enlightenment?
Yeah, yes. They're both spiritual enlightenment, kind of.
Well, I think one is like what is the Greek guy that stared at the water and like drowned?
Narcissus.
You don't want to be like that.
You don't. It's true. Recall your name or tend to your reflection. Tend to your reflection sounds like you are creating a visage for people to see.
Yeah, simulacra.
Good word. Simulacra.
That's a good one.
Of like what you want people to see about you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, I want to look like this to this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what tend your reflection sounds like to me.
So you need to like maintenance the outside you, your avatar that people are seeing.
Not necessarily the inside you. It's what you're put off to people, you know, your reflection.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. My reflection could use some work. So.
Mine could too.
Yeah.
So would you rather recall your name or tend to your reflection?
Recalling your name sounds scary, even though it's probably a good thing.
Sounds kind of like cosmic horror-y, doesn't it?
I don't know if I'm ready to recall my name.
Like it's like if you play one of those like cosmic horror games, like you pick the card and it's like you recall your name, and then you go insane and like you die or something like that. You know, like because the world like the world expands too much, and you like and your like brain goes like. You know, like that.
I don't know if I'm ready for all that. I would rather just, you know, do a little bit of maintenance on my reflection.
So you'll do a little reflection maintenance until you're ready to recall your true name.
Yeah, maybe later I'll do that.
That's fair. Would you rather have an uncontrollable amount of speech or adopt an unlimited supply of reality? Wow. A lot
unlimited
of deep ones today, huh?
Unlimited speech or...
Would you rather have uncontrollable speech... Or adopt an unlimited supply of reality. So you'd basically be like, blah, 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 or you're adopting an unlimited supply of reality. So you're getting reality, like, more than you even need, more than you want.
I think that, like, you would... So if you choose the first one, you're going to do the Tourette's thing where you just say a lot of insane crap.
Yes.
But I feel like if you were to adopt all that reality, you would just say a lot of insane crap anyway.
That's true, because you'll be privy to the reality that we're living in.
Yeah, you would probably never like close your mouth.
You know what? The results are the same either way. Like, you're going to be a ranting lunatic either way.
But at least in the first one, you don't have to like deal with all that extra reality.
Like, in the first one, like, what you're saying is nonsense.
Yeah.
Which is in the second one, what you're saying is perceived as nonsense, but is really reality.
True.
Whoa. Yeah. And then you'd probably go mad.
Yeah, give me that first one.
Give me the first one?
Yeah.
I want the unlimited supply of reality. I'll take it.
It sounds scary.
Sounds scary.
You're very brave to choose that.
This is like in every movie where like the bad guy wants more power or knowledge.
Yeah, he chooses the second one.
They're like, give me unlimited knowledge or whatever. And then it's like too much. And they're like, it's like overbearing or whatever. They're like, I don't want to know all these things. And then the like brain explodes or whatever, right? Yeah.
That was the end of Aladdin.
That's the end of like every movie with like a cosmic force in it. You know, they're like, give me unlimited knowledge and power. And then they're like, it's too much.
Do you remember the ending of Aladdin when Jafar is like, total cosmic power?
Yeah, and he like spins the planets around like on his like hands or whatever.
It's just like that.
It's that. That's the moment we're talking about right here. That's when you adopt an unlimited supply of reality.
Yeah. And then Aladdin and the genie are just like, I don't know what the hell that was all about.
That was a really, like, weird, like, can we talk about that for a second? Yeah. That was, like, a really weird part of a Disney movie. Like, it's all happy-go-lucky, and then all of a sudden there's this, like, horrible cosmic nihilism going on, like, where Jafar's gonna, like, be the master of the universe and shit.
And it's too much.
And he's like, oh, I can't do this! And then he dies. And then he, like, dies or whatever.
And then Aladdin, he just, like, wishes to not be a slave? Like,
yeah. And then he, like, wishes the genie free, and then it's like, that's it, that's the end of the movie. Huh. It's like, what happened to Jafar? It's like, don't worry about him.
He's something really bad.
he just went insane with cosmic power, and then got trapped in a lamp forever. Like, it's fine, don't worry about him. Like, don't think about him anymore.
Don't think about it, it'll hurt you.
It'll hurt your brain. Maybe that's what it's like to unlock an unlimited supply of reality. You become so aware. But then you get locked in this, like, small little... You become a genie, so you get locked in this small little thing, because you can't use it. You can't do anything about all the unlimited knowledge you have. Like, you know that the world is terrible, but you are powerless to change it, you know?
So, like, when the genie is wishing for freedom, what he's actually wishing for is ignorance.
Right. Oh, shit! Man, we really cracked into Aladdin.
The genie is wishing to, like, be dumb.
Be dumb, like, not know what's happening. Like, he doesn't want to know.
He doesn't want all that anymore.
Because he's powerless to stop it. Because all he can do is what his master says. He's, like, super powerful and super knowledgeable. But he can't do anything. He can't do anything to affect change. So it makes him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is a...
Robin Williams was great for that role in that context.
Robin Williams was great. This is a deep episode of the Time Bat Show, ladies and gentlemen. These would you rathers are depressing as hell. All right, one more depressing one. Would you rather have friends or have no pain?
Ooh, no.
This is a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
This one's really hard. I don't know what I would want.
Dang.
And when I'm saying no pain, I mean, like, not just physical pain, like, mental. Like, you wouldn't be, like, a depressed person. Like, if you're, like, mentally in pain or anguish, that wouldn't be. Like, you'd be a very happy person, you know what I mean?
You just wouldn't have any friends.
Just wouldn't have any friends. But you wouldn't, like, you wouldn't be sad, you wouldn't be depressed, you wouldn't be pained in any way. That's you'd a be hard ignorant. Question. This is the same thing. This is the ignorant thing. This is the genie saying, like... I don't want to know, you know what I mean? Like, this is the same thing.
Pull the veil over my eyes, I don't want to
know. Yes, like, I don't want to know. It's like in The Matrix when the guy's, like, eating steak and he's like, it's delicious, I don't care if it's not real or whatever. Like, that's this moment, you know?
I'll choose friends.
You'll choose friends?
Yeah.
I think I would, too, because, like, I don't know, you're always going to have pain.
I kind of like some of that pain. Some of it is like...
Some of it's good. Like, some of it's you like,
yeah, I love this anger. This is a...
It makes you want to, like, live more.
Yeah,
you
know? It's like, ooh, yeah. I'm angry. I mean, I don't like this, but ooh, like...
I got something to say now, you know? Like, I got some shit to say about this. Mm-hmm. I feel like this whole episode of Would You Rather has been very, like, do you want to succumb to reality... Or do you want to just pretend that it's not there, you know, and be happy? And I have to say, you have picked mixed things. You've been inconsistent with that in a fine way. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Just putting it out
there. I think depending on depending on the circumstance. Words you use.
I know. My mind will but, change. Like, I didn't realize this, but, like, all these questions are basically asking the same kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, would you rather be ignorant and happy, or would you rather, like, be kind of sad, but...
I kind of want to mix.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it's like to be human.
Yep.
Wow. There we go.
Is it time for trivia?
We have one more would you rather.
Okay, one more.
Would you rather eat a blue... Or, sorry. Would you rather eat blue watermelons or eat a diet ham?
Both of them sound super intriguing.
What would diet ham be?
Instead of the ham, it has things that taste like ham that aren't food.
Well, what would that be?
I don't know. I don't even know it's in Diet Coke.
Diet ham. I don't know why, but I imagine it like a ham you get like in Christmas, like a Christmas ham.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like diet. So like maybe it's like a different color or something. Or maybe it's like clear for some reason.
I think it would be a very similar color.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe taste like ham. But I think all the different ham flavors would be, like, exaggerated and really weird.
Oh, so like how Diet Coke tastes.
Yeah, it's like exactly like Diet Coke. Like, the ham the ham flavor is, like,
it's like similar. Way too hammy.
It's similar, but you can totally tell the difference.
It's like, you like if you don't know, you're, like, eating, and you're like, whoa, what is this? And you're like, it's ham. And they're like, is it? And you're like, okay, it's diet ham. It's like, yeah, it's a little too hammy for me. Yeah, like, it's a little too much.
This isn't ham.
It's like how Diet Coke has that sugar flavor.
It's not it, like, sugar, though. It's like...
But it, like, it doesn't really taste like sugar, but, like, it does. You know?
It like, tastes like, sweet. But not like sugar.
So ham would have that similar. Diet ham would have that similar kind of thing. I don't know if I want diet ham.
I don't want... Blue watermelon sounds really cool.
Blue watermelon sounds good. Like, they have blue raspberry. Like, why not blue watermelon?
Well, they don't have real blue raspberries. That's more like the diet ham thing.
Why did they make a blue raspberry as, like, a thing? Like, what? Who came up with that? It's like, oh, we should add raspberry to our slushy flavor. And they're like, okay, cool. It's like, wait a minute. No one's going to want raspberries. Let's make them blue raspberries. And they're like, oh, Thomas, that's brilliant, blue raspberries. Like, I don't get why we did that. Who came up with that?
Red is like cherry.
Oh, so they had to be, like, different.
It can't be, because how would you tell the difference between
red is strawberry and cherry, though.
Yeah. Strawberry is pink.
That's true.
We're talking about all the artificial flavor colors. Like, no, pink is actually meaningless. That's not...
They just color it anyway.
That's just what we're conditioned to understand.
It's pink. No, actually, strawberry's pink. Sorry. Okay, it's pink, all right? Yes. Jeez. So they're like, oh, we can't do red because raspberry... Or because strawberries and cherries.
Cherry, yeah.
So they're like, well, what other colors do we have? I'm like, well, we don't have any blue fruits yet.
Yeah. Make it like, blue.
It's old. You're probably right. I never thought about just that. That makes complete sense. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall in that board meeting.
What other just color is there? You can't make it yellow. Blue. That's gross.
And that's lemon, too.
And, yeah, lemon.
You can't make it green because that's apple.
Apple.
You can't really do black because that's like soda.
You don't really want to drink black, too.
You don't want to drink clear because it's not fun if it's not colored, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so you got to choose blue.
I mean, what else you got? You got purple, but that's grape.
Yeah.
Blue is the only one left, really. So, blue raspberry. There you go. Weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Cracked it.
All right, we've cracked a lot of things this episode. Let's get into trivia.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Trivia time. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do.
I will have you choose your lifelines today. They can be either 50-50, Monty Hall, 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask. You can ask a rando, phone a friend, or choose Rhyme Time.
I will go with Monty Hall, 40-second Ask, and Ask a Rando.
Okay. Your first question of the day is about food.
I love food.
The first pizza delivery ever was in 1889 and was ordered by... Ready for this?
I love this question already.
Yes, I'm ready.
Was it the Queen of Italy in 1889, Margherita Savoy?
No, you're bullshitting me.
Margherita Savoy, that's A. Was it B, the King of Italy, Marcellus Reggiano?
Oh, screw you. This
is hard. Is it C, the Prince of Italy?
God damn it.
Olivard De Marco? Or D, the Princess of Italy? Oh. Alavodka Castorini.
That sounds a made up name. Alavodka, really? Alavodka.
Oh, is it more likely than Marcellus Reggiano? Or Margherita Savoy?
Marcellus Reggiano, he was named after a cheese.
For Olivard or maybe the DeMarco. Maybe the
What was that guy's name?
Olivard DeMarco. They all have food names.
I know, I got it.
You can't just not choose the food name.
I love how they're... At least you're a little, like... At least you're a little clever about it. You could have been, like, Benito Broccoli or something like that, you know? Like,
Parmesan.
John Parmesan.
Don Parmesan. Oh,
Don Parmesan sounds like a great Italian restaurant name.
Yeah, I would eat
it?
There all the time.
We'll come back to that later in the show. Don Parmesan's Italian bistro. I'm Don Parmesan, and if this isn't
Don
the best
Parmesan,
if this isn't the best pizza you've ever had, I'll give you your money back. And then he has like a big mustache that he twirls.
Mamma mia!
And then he's like eating a meatball like while he's doing the ad. I'm Don Parmesan.
At the end of the commercial, he's like needs a little more Parmesan.
And then he, like, does... He grabs, like, a big handful of Parmesan. It's like a bare hand, so he just, like, throws it on the pizza.
He has to go, like, as he throws it.
And he's like, that's a good pizza pie. And then he looks at the camera, and then he winks. And then he twirls his mustache.
Don
Parmesan's Italian bistro.
He's not a choice, though.
On the corner of Route 9. If he was a choice, I would do him. I would go for him. Don Parmesan. Okay. Can you go over him again? I got Margherita.
Margherita Savoy.
Margherita Savoy.
Marcellus Reggiano.
Marcellus Reggiano.
Olivard DeMarco.
Olivard DeMarco.
Or Alavodka Castorini.
Alavodka Castorini. I just have to say, if you wanted to make like a food pun based
family
like, play or something like that, like you have the names already locked and loaded. Like if you wanted to make like a Beauty and the Beast, but with food instead of like silverware and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
It's Don Parmesan on ice.
Exactly.
This is his family.
You know, I'm like Beauty and the Beast, all their names like link up with like the stuff they become
or
whatever.
Yeah, true.
Like Lumiere is like the candle.
Is a candle.
So, Marcellus, what was his
Reggiano.
Name? Reggiano would become like a block of cheese.
Margherita becomes a sauce.
She becomes a sauce, exactly. And then Olivard or whatever becomes like a bottle of olive oil or something.
Yeah.
And then they're all like the Beauty and the Beast characters, basically.
And Parmesan uses them to make the pizza that defeats the.
He's the beast.
He's the beast.
He's trapped in the castle and he just makes pizza all day.
Okay,
like his curse.
And there's like a princess that has to come and he's like, you need to find these four people for me.
Bella. Her name's Bella instead of Belle.
Yeah. Bella.
Because that's Italian. Bella. Yes.
And she has to go find Margherita, Marcellus, Olivard, and Alavodka.
Oh, is she the witch?
No, she's like the hero. But she has to leave the castle. It's like a voyage for her and scour the globe to find these four people.
Because they
pizza.
Were like, they were lost to the wind or something.
Yeah.
Mm. To make the pizza.
That will restore him back to human form.
Does he like sacrifice them to make the pizza?
I guess he does. I mean.
Wait, restore him back to normal form. What is he? Is he not a man or something?
He's a beast.
He's a beast. He's like really Italian. Like he's too Italian.
Yeah, we shouldn't go into details with what that means. But he's
like, really it's cursed. Like he's like already Italian, but then he was cursed. Just like, you're gonna be really Italian now. And he's like, oh no.
He can only say things like, that's a spicy meatball.
Like, yeah, he can only say like food catchphrases, and then anything else, he just speaks in like bop-a-da-boops and stuff like yeah. that.
He's like Mario in what's the game?
Mario and Luigi or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like bop-a-da-bop-a-da-ba. Like all he can say is bop-a-da-ba, and like that's a spicy meatball. Like that's his entire like vocabulary.
Yeah.
He's just too Italian.
He drives a motor scooter everywhere.
Yeah, it's like a moped thing.
Yeah.
That's how he delivers his pizzas.
Yes.
And he wears one of those big chef's hats all the time for mm-hmm. no reason at all. Like, he sleeps in it, you know?
It's part of his head. He can't take it off.
Don Parmesan. Okay, back to the question. I'm sorry we went off on a tangent.
That's okay.
I'm going to do a 40-second ask.
Okay.
Ask DACA.
This is the first pizza delivery ever in 1889. First pizza delivery ever.
All right, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, ready, on your marks. Mm-hmm. Get set. Go.
First pizza delivery ever. I spelled delivery wrong. Pizza delivery. Where's the history? History, I need history. Shit.
You have time to refine your
the
search.
The political story of the first pizza delivery. Okay, we're good. We got on a page. Okay. Ruling nobility. Blah, blah, blah.
15 seconds.
Shit, where are you? 19th century, yeah.
10 seconds.
That changed when the Italian king and queen... Okay, got it. Queen Margherita.
A, Queen Margherita Savoy is correct.
Yes! That's the one I was leaning towards, because I know margherita is like a type of pizza, so I was like, maybe that's...
Yeah.
...the thing. And there you go. Queen Margherita. That's interesting.
None of the other people are real, by the way.
I love their names, though, yeah. Like a lot. I love the Don Parmesan mythos we have, though. Like, it's great. I love how Don Parmesan has, like, the dumbest name of all.
Yeah, and he's the leader.
Like, the other ones, like, sound like they could be real Italian people. And Don Parmesan is just like, I'm Don Parmesan.
I'm Don Parmesan.
Got the best pizza in the tri-state area. Okay. All right, what's the next
trivia? Question number two is animals.
Uh-huh.
Although rarely seen by people, the blank is the most common wildcat in North America.
Okay.
Is it A, a mountain lion, B, a bobcat, C, a lynx, or D, a panther?
North America, right?
Yes.
Okay, I think it's the mountain lion. Because I feel like there's a lot of mountain lions in America, you just don't see them very often.
Mm-hmm.
Bobcats you see, I mean, not frequently, but I think they're around. I don't think panthers are in America. And then what was the other one?
Lynx.
I don't think lynxes are in America either. So I'm going to do a Monty Hall.
Okay.
I'm going to lock in lynx, because I don't think it's lynx.
Okay. It is either a bobcat or a lynx.
Okay, well, if it's a bobcat, I'm pretty sure bobcats are in America. Maybe they're not seen that often, but that's fine. I'm going to go with bobcat, finally.
Bobcat is correct.
Yes! I thought we saw bobcats more, but I guess not. I guess that makes sense.
I've seen, like, one.
I think I've seen a bobcat once.
Yeah. Okay, last question cougar. Is etymology.
Is a cougar and a bobcat the same thing? No, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, etymology. Etymology, I like that. That's like words and stuff.
Yeah. So, the term astronaut comes from Greek words that mean
mm-hmm.
A, cloud explorer,
mm-hmm.
B, sun traveler, C, star sailor, or D, sky walker.
Wow. I thought this would be easier because I know astronaut loosely is like star traveler or whatever, but like those are all basically star traveler.
Star
words.
Traveler is not a choice.
I know, but like you know what I mean. Like I know astro means like space and not means like traveler or whatever, but like all of them are those synonyms. Like all of them, you've done that.
Yeah,
that's annoying. Well, so I think not has like nautical connotations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm almost kind of leaning at sailor, star sailor, I think was a thing.
Yep.
And I know astro is like astronomy, like it's study of stars.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I want to just wing it and go for star sailor, honestly.
You're going to go for
star sailor? I'm going to do star sailor, final answer.
Star sailor is correct.
Yes! My gut was correct.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I got 3 for 3. I didn't even have to use my last lifeline.
Yeah. I think not was a really good hint that you picked out.
Are you proud of me? Yeah, because I know, like, you know, nautical. And mm-hmm. I know not means, like, traveling, but I think it specifically relates to the sea.
Yeah,
like,
ships.
Sailing. Mm-hmm. So there we go. We did it.
Star sailor. Woo! That's a cool word.
That is a cool word, star sailor. It's a cool phrase. That should be the title of something, like a movie or something, right?
Star Sailor.
Star Sailor. Sounds like a Sailor Moon spinoff. I don't know.
I was trying to think of somewhere else to go with the Sailor Moon spinoff, but I couldn't think of anything.
Non-Parmesans!
Maybe Star Sailor is like the all-male version and they dress in sailor outfits.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's perfect, actually, because then they have like male sailor, they have the male sailor outfits with like little hats and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like not really sailor, but like how sailors were portrayed in like the 1930s.
Yeah, they've got like an ascot Broadway. In their own.
Yeah. Star Sailor, and they'll have different colored suits.
Yeah, a different like the colored white, ascots.
White, yeah, white and blue and like red and green and purple and whatever. And this the lead one is like sailor. They would name after stars, so it'd be like sailor, like
Alpha Centauri.
Alpha Centauri. That's a little
long. That doesn't really
sailor doesn't series. Really roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
Sailor Casio and Sailor Sirius.
I like Casio.
Sailor Sailor Big Dipper. I don't know.
Alpha Draconis.
Exactly. All right, that's been episode 64 of the Time Bat Show. Who's our sponsor today, Bassnack?
Our sponsor today is going to have to be the Lucky Buddha Bottling Company.
Oh, the Lucky Buddha,
yeah. Lucky Buddha. You can get, you know, all your ginger beers, you know, all your root beers, your sweet sarsaparillas.
Delicious, delicious.
Big fan of the sarsaparillas. We are on the Time Bat Show.
Me too. We love them. Yeah. I don't even know what it is, but it's good. It's real good.
You should try it.
Yeah, you should. Remember, everyone, when in doubt...
Don't think like a trout.
That's great advice. All right, well, I'll see you next time on the Time Bat Show. I've been Time Aces.
And I've been Bat Snacks.
Good night, everyone, and drive safe.
Drive safely.